that other kind of simple cute. She has weak, tender eyes. She's cute, but there's sadness in her eyes. There's sort of low self-esteem. You could tell she's always kind of been in the shadow of fine Sister Rachel. You know, when they would walk down the street, the guys would say, "Whoa, look at Rachel," and Leah would be behind her, but not that many guys talk to Leah as opposed to Rachel. So, you know, Leah's cute, but Rachel's fine. So she's kind of in the shadow. On top of that, Leah's the older sister. So my younger sister getting the most attention, but I'm the oldest. And my father kind of always favored her because she's been so cute. Rachel's so cute. Hey, Leah, good to see you too. And, you know, when I look around this room, there's some people sort of in the middle, but for the most part, you got Rachel's and Leah's. Let's just be straight. You got Rachel's and Leah's. You got the type of sisters here that's always been cute, always had a bad body, sort of always been able to manipulate whatever you needed with that body, and always been fine, and you can walk down the street. If your rent got low, you can find somebody to pay it, because you're bad, girl, you're bad, and you know what you're doing, and you shake it when you need to, and you know what...
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. I'm thirsty. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Here's Alexandria's Mayor Jeff Hall concerning Governor John Bel Edwards' proclamation to stay at home.
Now, just give you a brief update on what's going on with the governor's order to stay at home. And what does that mean? What it means is that we're taking what we were doing as a result of the virus and the infections that we were having and the rate of infection that we were having to a new level of trying to find a way to combat this virus. Remember, there is no vaccination as for this virus, and there's actually no cure for it. But there are preventive things that we can do, and we've been talking about those things hygienically as to what we can do with washing of hands, sneezing, and coughing, that bacteria can survive 24 hours without even being inside of the body. And therefore, if it's around from droplets, from a sneeze or whatever, and you put your hand in that spot 24 hours later, it's still active enough to infect you. So we need you to just be very, very careful and cognizant of the fact that it's a very infectious situation that we're dealing with. What has happened, the governor issued that order, and as of 5 o'clock today, it will begin to be enforced. And all non-essential businesses, they're asking to stay home and not function. And you can go to the governor's website as well as our site and see the various businesses that they have its reference to. Business is complicated. It's not so specific as to what's there, but you still be able to get food, to get the things that's essential to life. Certain things is going to be open. The city of Alexandria is definitely essential. So we have different departments that may not be operational fully, but we will be operational for the city of Alexandria. So therefore, we have to take drastic actions. And the next 4 days, as the governor pointed out on yesterday, are critical for us. So we have to take drastic action to step up our separation, our social distancing efforts. We've got to be more successful at it. Therefore, he asks that we go to a model of staying at home and not coming out and being infected or getting others infected, because it's possible for us to have the virus and not even have the symptoms and know it and still can carry it. So we'll have to do that to minimize that number, because the more we're infected, the more strain we put on our medical healthcare people. And right now, they are strained to the maximum to try to keep those individuals and the resources in the hospitals there and working and taking care of those that's already sick, as opposed to a growing number of folk coming in from this infection. So we got to stop that, or we're going to overcapacitate our ability to deliver healthcare to people adequately. So we have to do something on our own, and that's what he's asking us to do. Only essential businesses shall be operating. With the city of Alexandria, you already know that the transit system was working and is still going to be working, as far as we know right now, until further notice. The utility systems are still operational, and they will continue to be operational until further notice. What you do know is that we are not opening the lobby at the utility office, and you can handle the business via the drive-up lanes to help you move and pay your bill or do whatever business you need to handle with the utility office itself. If you need to drop a payment off, you certainly can drop it off in our drop box. Certainly no cash, but our drop box is at the entrance door at the utility office downtown. So that's definitely going to be opening. We will not be administering disconnects at this particular time because of the hardship and the situation that we're in right now. So we are not doing any disconnects for non-pay as it relates to your bill and what have you until further notice. And we will notify you when we will begin that process again. Now, as far as parks and recreation, that's been shut down. We're not encouraging people to go out and gather. If you notice, the governor's orders have gone from a 50 people maximum to a 10 person maximum. And certainly that's going to minimize the need to go out and participate. We need to be very careful because we have to be cognizant and respectful of the fact that the more we together, the more possibility it can be passed on. And we have got to change that number and minimize that number as soon as possible, which is why the governor has put this stay-at-home order into motion at this particular time. And again, we are supporting him on this. We are in contact with our local leaders as relates to police jury, other municipalities like the city of Pineville and other municipalities, as well as the DA and the sheriff's office. We are working in concert to stay in step and let everybody know what's going on. All of the convention center, places of entertainment at the community centers on the Alexandria responsible side has been closed. It's not open to serve anybody at this particular time. So that's pretty much it. And I just want to end that part of what you let me share with is that, first of all, we're going to have to get really, really serious and really embed ourselves into what the governor is asking us to do. We're going to have to be focused. We're going to have to be determined. And we're going to be asking for all of your cooperation. And we know we can do this. We can get our way through this thing, but it's going to take some effort of everybody being involved. The sooner we can begin our recovery, the better it's going to be for everybody. So I leave you with that. And if you should have any questions about anything, I do want you to know you can always call on us, and we'll be glad to share whatever information we have. Thank you.
He is exalted.
He is exalted above all.
lost I was, now I'm saved. Bound I was, now no more chains. Washed in the blood of the crucified. Story. Bound for hell, now I'm bound for glory. Washed in the blood of the crucified Lamb. I am all that God said. What you see today, cause looks can be deceiving. You may not like what you see on the outside, but God is doing a work on the inside. All set in love, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear, no, doesn't yet appear what we shall be. That when God shall appear, we shall be like him. Cause I'm gonna see him. I'm gonna see him just as he is. I may be sick in my body, but the word of God says by his stripes I'm healed. I may not have any money. But God said he will supply all of my needs. Don't judge me by what you see. Don't look at my circumstances yet. Because I'm everything, everything, everything that God says I am. Yeah. Come on, Roslyn.
Still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cut.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cut.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Activate dance mode countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tune in to CJ every Monday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., bringing the best of Southern Soul and R&B right here on your favorite station. You know what I'm talking about.
Talking about the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, the Boom Boom Room. That's it.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Strong winds heard that voice saying,
"The storm is over."
Yeah. 20 people?
Sure, I know 20 people. Why do you ask?
If you have at least 20 contacts for people in your phone, then you can take a part of the 2020 challenge.
What's the 2020 challenge? challenge.
Send a text message from your phone to 20 people in your contacts and ask if they are registered to vote. If people reply that they are not registered to vote, tell them it's easy to do on their local Secretary of State website.
What if they are already registered to vote?
If they are registered to vote, challenge them to the 2020 challenge by forwarding your message to 20 people in their contacts.
What if people say they aren't interested in voting?
Acknowledge that voting isn't the only way that we can make a change, but there are people spending a lot of money to stop people like us from voting because they know our votes can put an end to some of this foolishness happening in the country right now.
For more information, 404-548-8294.
The Black Belt Radio Project and Crescent City Media Group are proud sponsors of this PSA and KAYTKQJO.
The Alexandria Citywide Area Interdenominational Revival Crusade is being canceled because of the governor's order to stay at home. Again, the Citywide Area Interdenominational Revival Crusade scheduled for April 7th through the 9th has been canceled. Thank you for your support and stay tuned to this station for more details.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
What God promised me, it is for me. Come on, somebody touch your neighbor and say, what God has for me, it is for me. The devil can't have what God has for me. Hallelujah. to hear a shout. Behold, the bridegroom coming. Trim your lamp and gather about. Glory up to meet him. The wedding is about to begin. If your lamp goes out, you won't be allowed to go in.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Here's Alexandria's Mayor Jeff Hall concerning Governor John Bel Edwards' proclamation to stay at home.
Now, just give you a brief update on what's going on with the